This is WCWP, Brookville. Public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Let's get this show on the road with Road Song by Wes Montgomery.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextacy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Lextacy. That was Earl Clue on acoustic and electric guitars, as far as I can tell, with his composition The Only One for Me from Wishful Thinking in 1984. Earl was backed up by Barry Eastman on keyboards, guest musician David Sanborn on alto sax, Luico Hopper on electric bass, Ted Thomas Jr. on drums, and percussion by Sammy Figueroa. Before that, Wes Montgomery on only electric guitar with his composition, Road Song, the title track to one of two solo 1968 releases. Road Song was the last album recorded before his death on June 15th of that year. Wes wrote the title track 2 years earlier in 1966 as OGD, I don't know what it stands for, intended for his collaboration with organist Jimmy Smith, Jimmy and Wes, the dynamic duo. But that recording didn't show up until later in 68, on The Further Adventures of Jimmy and Wes, which was also recorded in 66. The solo Road Song had Wes on guitar, as I said, with Herbie Hancock on piano, Richard Davis on acoustic bass, Ed Shaughnessy on drums, and the equally dynamic percussion duo of Jack Jennings and Ray Barreto. The orchestra was arranged and conducted by Don Sobeski and included Bernie Glau on trumpet. Jumping ahead to 1972, it's the Crusaders with Georgia Cottonfield. The Crusaders on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Georgia Cottonfield from Crusaders 1 in 1972, which was not their first album after dropping Jazz from their name. That honor went to Pass the Plate in 71. Georgia Cottonfield was written by founding member Joe Sample, heard on piano, with fellow founders Wilton Felder on tenor sax and bass, Wayne Henderson on trombone, and Nesbert Stix Hooper, S-T-I-X, on drums. David T. Walker was on drums, if not Arthur Adams. We'll spend a day in the country, not necessarily Georgia countryside, with Dan Siegel next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
The Rock Show is heard weeknights from 7 to 9.
Knocking on Dylan's door Monday nights at 9 p.m.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Sure enough, Dan Siegel with A Day in the Country.
Hi, this is Nelson Rangel. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my buddy, Mike Shimeri, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Nelson was swinging for the fence. Not fences, fence. On Yes, Then Yes, in 1994. Nelson played with a lot of heavy hitters on Swingin' for the Fence, which he wrote with Chuck Loeb. Nelson was on alto sax with backing tenor, Chuck on guitar and keyboards, Philippe Sace on piano and keyboards, Uncle Will Lee on bass. I credit Bob Saget for bringing the Uncle Will moniker to my attention in an Instagram post. Back in the fall, when he was alive, Dennis Chambers on drums and possibly drum programming, and percussion by David Charles. Before that, Dan Siegel played everything on and wrote A Day in the Country from Short Stories in 1986, and it was a short story, clocking in at 3 minutes and 4 seconds, but really less than that since it faded out. Everything you heard came out of Dan's keyboards, including synth bass, synth brass, and drum programming. Earl Clue's back for the next song, a collaboration with fellow guitarist George Benson on Collaboration in 1987. Mimosa is the song. And a cocktail, but not here. Mimosa.
Hi, this is Alan Seltzer from the Grooveyard, Saturday nights at WCWP. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Alan. That was George Benson and Earl Clue, another dynamic duo, with Mimosa from Collaboration, their collaborative album, in 1987. And speaking of dynamic duo, as in Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery, George wrote Mimosa for Jimmy's 1982 release, Off the Top, which he played on. The collaboration version had George on electric guitar, Earl on acoustic guitar, Paul Jackson Jr., another junior, on rhythm electric guitar, I think, Greg Fillinganes on keyboards, Marcus Miller on electric bass, Harvey Mason on drums, percussion by Paulinho da Costa, and Larry Williams with keyboard programming and the horn arrangement. The horn players were uncredited, but I think they're the same guys that you'll hear twice in the next segment, which leads off with guitarist Joyce Cooling, here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri.
I hate mornings.
And click the contest icon on the homepage.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
We've had a Rhodes song, been in the country, and been in a Georgia cotton field, and now Joyce Cooling with China Basin.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
It'll be a ripping good time shortly, but that was Richard Elliott with a cover of Shotgun by Junior Walker, still another junior, and the All-Stars from Crush in 2001. Junior, whose real name was Autry DeWalt Mixon Jr., wrote the song and played tenor sax and sang lead vocals on the original All-Stars version. The Richard Elliott version had Richard on tenor sax, Greg Fillinganes again on keyboards and piano, Jeff Golub and Tony Maiden, still another dynamic duo, on guitar separately, Alex Al on bass, Ricky Lawson on drums, percussion by Lenny Castro, and the horn section of Jerry Hay and Gary Grant on trumpet, Bill Reichenbach on trombone, and Larry Williams, also returning from Mimosa, on saxophones. Jerry, the horn arranger, and Gary might have been on Mimosa as well. Richard is an alumnus of the Oakland-based Tower of Power, and before Richard, we heard Joyce Cooling with China Basin, a neighborhood across the bay in San Francisco, from Keeping Cool in 1999. All the songs on Keeping Cool, including China Basin, were written by Joyce and Jay Wagner. Joyce was on guitars and vocals, Jay on keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Peter Michael Escovedo handled percussion. Chuck Loeb, heard earlier with Nelson Rangel, will end hour one. But first, the Rippingtons with King of Hearts.
Support for WCWP comes from Main Street Board Game Cafe. Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour one ended with Double Life by Chuck Loeb from When I'm With You in 2005. He wrote Double Life as a tribute to fellow guitarist Jim Hall. Chuck played electric guitars, as on Swingin' for the Fence by Nelson Rangel. Mike Ricciuti was on piano and organ. Carl Carter on bass. Josh Dion on drums, shaker, and tambourine. And Ralph McDonald on congas. The horn section was made up of David Mann, the arranger, on saxophones and flute, Michael Davis, no relation to Richard, on tenor and bass trombone, and Barry Danielian on trumpet and flugelhorn. Before that, a song with three of the four guys from the Richard Elliott shotgun horn section. King of Hearts by the Rippingtons from Wild Card, also in 2005, which had a playing cards theme and a Latin theme. Founding member Russ Freeman wrote King of Hearts and played acoustic guitars and any keyboards not played by Bill Heller, who was also on piano, playing a montuno toward the end of King of Hearts. Kim Stone was on bass, Dave Carasone on drums, percussion by Scott Bredman, and their three-man horn section was Jerry Hay and Gary Grant on trumpet, and Bill Reichenbach on trombone, no Larry Williams this time. Eric Marienthal was a member of the Rippingtons at the time, but didn't play on King of Hearts. He will be part of Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band later in Hour 2, an hour that begins Feet First with Rick Braun. And that's the title, Feet First. We've come into port on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That was the Jeff Lorber fusion with Sun Princess, an ode to the cruise ship, now known as Pacific World, from Space Time in 2021. It went by the Sun Princess when part of the Princess Cruises fleet. As Pacific World, it's run by Peace Boat. Jeff played piano, keyboards, and synth bass on his composition, with Real Bass by Jimmy Haslip, Gary Novak on drums, and Michael Landau on guitar. Jimmy is an alumnus of Yellow Jackets, just like Ricky Lawson and Richard Elliott, who we heard last hour. Before Sun Princess, there was Feet First by Rick Braun, from his eponymous 2022 release, February 11th, to be exact. Rick wrote that and played trumpet with and without mute, keyboards, and drum programming. Tony Pulizzi was on guitar, Courtney Leonard on bass, Gordon Campbell on drums, and back again on percussion, Lenny Castro. No doubt one of Rick's inspirations was Herb Alpert, and here is Herb with a mashup of Spanish Flea and Rise. Ali Silk on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Out to Lunch from Six in 2020, his sixth album on the Trippin' and Rhythm record label. Ali wrote Out to Lunch and played almost everything. Mark James, with an I, was on guitar, and Ali on keyboard, synth bass, drum programming, and that voice sample I won't replicate. Before Ali, Herb Alpert played a mashup of Spanish Flea, written in 1965 by Julius Wechter for Herb's Tijuana Brass, and Rise, Herb's breakout 1979 solo hit, written by Andy Armour and Herb's nephew, Randy Badass Albert. The Spanish Flea Rise mashup was arranged by Herb and Joachim Vandersag, who also arranged the horn section, or brass, with Jerry Hay. Jerry didn't play this time, but Gary Grant did, with Chuck Findlay on trumpets, while Bill Reichenbach returned on trombone with Andy Martin. Otherwise, Herb on lead trumpets, again with and without mute, and Joachim on keyboards, programming, and sound design. We're off to Chicago with Nick Colione next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Need something a little heavier, a little faster, a little louder? And WCWP.org.
Hello.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
I forgot to mention Herb Alpert's Spanish Flea Rise mashup was on Music Volume 3, Herb Alpert Reimagines the Tijuana Brass, in 2018. A decade earlier, Nick Colleone recorded The Big Windy Cat. That's him. And here it is.
Hi, this is saxophonist and bassist Gerald Albright, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Gerald was one of three featured saxophonists on Rippin' and Runnin', like Trippin' and Rhythm, by Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, fat spelled P-H-A-T, from That's How We Roll, R-O-L-L, in 2011. The featured saxophone was alto, just as it was for David Sanborn on Earl Clue's song and Nelson Rangel on his. Gerald's fellow featured saxophonists were Dave Kaz and Eric Marienthal, a member of the Big Fat Band. Gordon wrote, arranged, and conducted Rippin' and Runnin' and played keyboard, singular. Among the trumpets was Wayne Bergeron. Among the trombones was Andy Martin, as on Herb Alpert's mashup, Andrew Sinewick on guitar, Rick Shaw on bass, and that is his real name, Bernie Dressel on drums, and percussion by Brad Dutz. Before that, Nick Colleone with The Big Windy Cat, a self-referential tune from No Limits in 2008. Nick was from Chicago, a.k.a. The Big Windy. He wrote The Big Windy Cat with John Blasucci. Nick was on lead guitar, John on keyboards, plural. Al Willis played rhythm guitar, Richard Patterson on bass, Kahari Parker on drums, and Bobby Delgado with percussion. Percussionist Tony Grace is part of yet another dynamic duo known as 480 East, along with Rob, not Bobby, DeBoer. Here they are with En Route, in the same vein as Road Song.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted. And you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Game Dave. That was 480 East with En Route, the title track to their 2007 album. And by there, I mean Rob DeBoer and Tony Grace. They wrote En Route and played all the instruments. Rob on keyboards, guitar, bass, and drum programming. And Tony on percussion and programming, but not percussion programming. Kim Scott leads off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Next.
Do you remember where you were when this song played for the very first time?
And the free WCWP mobile app. Stay golden.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is Kim Scott on flutes, plural, with Off the Top, not to be confused with that Jimmy Smith album where the song Mimosa debuted. Off the Top.
Hi. This is Bob James, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Bob James, without an I, and his piano trio will close the show, but that was the Del Von Lamar Organ Trio with Don't Worry About What I Do from Cold as Weiss, released on February 11th, the same day as the eponymous Rick Braun. Most songs on Cold as Weiss, including Don't Worry About What I Do, were written collectively by the trio. Del Von on organ, Jimmy James, without an I, on guitar, and the titular Daniel Weiss on drums. Like Junior Walker, Jimmy James is a nickname for Jabril Williams, no relation to Larry, and Delvon goes by his middle name. His last is Dumas. Before DLO3, Kim Scott, a female, unlike the male, Kim Stone, with Off the Top from Shine! Exclamation point, which came out a week earlier on February 4th. Kim played flutes and wrote Off the Top with Kelvin Wooten, who played keyboards and programming. Eric Essex, E-S-S-I-X, was on guitar, Sean Michael Ray on electric bass, and James' first name, PJ, nickname Spraggins, last name, on drums. James P.J. Spraggins. That leaves us with the Bob James, last name, trio, and Westchester Lady from Feel Like Making Live! Exclamation point, whose street date was a week before Shine on January 28th. It was recorded in real time, live in a studio, in October 2018 at Sage Arts Studio in Arlington, Washington. Westchester Lady, as in Westchester County, New York, was Bob's hit composition off Three in 1976, his third solo album. Bob plays piano, Michael Palazzolo is on acoustic bass, and Billy Kilson on drums. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. So long.